Joined now by MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Greg. How you doing?
Doing well. Say hello to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
How are you, Coach? Good to talk to you as always.
You too, my man.
Well, the news is out. I'll go ahead and let you know that this will be the last time that Joe will be doing this interview in this regard, as he's got a job, I think, we're in West Virginia. Where are you going? But this will be the last time Joe and I will be interviewing you together here. His last day's Friday.
Didn't know that. I don't. Where are you going, Joe?
I've moved to the morning show at Channel 4 full time, so my hours will be over there from like 4 to noon, 4 to 1, so I'll be doing a lot of stuff over there. Some sports, but mainly fun, feature, entertainment, goofy, dumb stuff like I usually do, so don't worry, I'm not going anywhere.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Plus, as you well know, this lets me spend more time with my boy. He's now in seventh grade. He's growing up, and I'm not about to miss anything in his life, and this job offers me that opportunity.
That's awesome. That's the best reason you can have for taking that job.
Yeah, he can't sign his own kid and play him at quarterback for 4 years.
I can't hire Joe. He can be the offensive line coach.
There we go.
Well, I tell you, he's big enough right now that you need to start looking at him, his son. Before we talk about, obviously, the bye week and then Saturday against Rice for the 38th annual, and this is something that I really came to watch every year, how well of a job MTSU does with this salute to veterans and armed forces. I know all of your players. This is even cool, man. I wish you didn't have to do this or you didn't want to do this because of what it's meaning, but the special helmet decal with the names of military personnel who've lost their lives on active duty, that's a special thing, all of that, especially with Monday being Veterans Day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And like I said, Monday, I mean, they deserve a lot more than – you know, that 5 minutes of, you know, recognition, 10 minutes they get out there on the field before a football game. But, you know, any way that we or any school or anybody can honor the men and women that have served and are serving this country, you know, to me they deserve our full attention, and anything we can do to recognize them is just a very, very, very small token of what they really deserve.
I absolutely agree with you. So you take on Rice now, and Greg and I found this interesting. You've never played Rice.
Yeah, never. And, you know, when, you know, this conference, you know, when UAB came in and Old Dominion and, you know, and all that, you know, I guess Western Kentucky came in after us also, you know, just the different realignment, you know, of the conference and everything, that you have 14 teams. You know, it probably takes a while to get around to playing each other. And, you know, so it has been, I guess, 6 or 7 years now that we've been in the conference. This is the first time. But, you know, we're not the only school. There's other schools that, you know, haven't played each other yet, you know, that'll start taking place here in the next year or so.
What do you do? I know you had the bye week after, I think it was the third game, after the Duke game. What do you do in a bye week this late in the season? Do you give guys time off? Are they in the weight room? How do you approach this?
You know, we did it from a practice standpoint. Joe, was the exact same thing as we've always done. You know, we met on that Sunday after the game, and then we practiced Tuesday and Wednesday. They lifted Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We practiced Tuesday and Wednesday, and then we were gone Thursday and Friday recruiting. The thing where after the third bye week, you know, the Tuesday, Wednesday practices were pretty physical in-pad practices because it was still early in the year. This past Tuesday and Wednesday, because of the amount of, you know, injuries that we've got right now, we didn't have, you know, that luxury of being able to do a lot of hitting and contact, used it trying to more of get our bodies as fresh as we could, you know, for this stretch run.
MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill with us. A team that hasn't won this late in the season would scare me, you know, because, you know, they're hungry, and you know that they're very capable, like every team in Conference USA, of winning a football game.
I mean, it's, you know, I told our team, Greg, that, you know, if we can't overlook this team or underestimate them just because they haven't won a game. You know, they've been in just about every game they played. You know, Baylor was a one-score game. They go to overtime with La Tech. You know, last week was a 20-7 loss to Marshall. You know, so this is a team that, you know, when a coach says, you know, they're a good team, you know, with an 0-9 record, most people are going to just say that's coach speak. You know, they're just talking and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this is a very dangerous team because, you know, at 0-9, they're still playing extremely hard. They've got a really, really good defense. Their defense is, you know, one of the top, you know, three or four defenses in this conference. And, you know, you couple it with, you know, I told us that we hadn't done anything to deserve to overlook anybody, you know, and we're struggling so bad right now to score points. And, you know, their defense, as good as it is, you know, this is going to be a ball game. So we're not underestimating this team, you know, one iota.
Well, and you're also struggling to keep healthy players, right? I mean, what, 25 scholarship players injured, questionable for Saturday? 25 seems like a lot, Rick.
It is. And it's not 20, you know, it's 25 that scholarship guys that started the season with us that, you know, are either hurt or not here. We've had three or four that, you know, they quit, you know, went in the transfer portal and all that stuff, you know, the beginning of the year and all that kind of crap. So I shouldn't have said that, but all that
That's
kind
okay.
Of, you know, so, but yeah, it is a lot. And it, you know, like I said, it just affects not only what you do on game day, but affects how you practice. And you just don't have enough, you know, healthy bodies to, you know, to, like I said, to do a lot of, you know, contact work or, you know, work against each other, and that's how you get better throughout the season.
But you guys, there's a lot left to play. I mean, I know you've hit a rough spot here, but there's still a prize waiting at the end of the season if you could roll well three wins together.
Yeah, I mean, it's we got an opportunity, you know, and they're not going to give us three wins this Saturday, so it's a one game at a time deal. And, you know, but that's, you know, that's our mindset, you know, is to try to win this week and then, you know, worry about the next two, you know, when they get here. But now this team is, you know, it's still, there's a bunch out there that we've got an opportunity to play for and, you know, have a chance to, you know, reach one of your goals of going to a bowl game.
I think we asked you this the last time you were off. What'd you do last Saturday?
Watch games, you know, watch all the games on TV. I got up, you know, early and I worked out and watched a little bit of Rice film here Saturday, and but I was home and, you know, I was on that couch all day and just watched the other games.
Do you, I'm always curious how you watch a game because your coach around football so long, just the different idea. Can you enjoy the game or are you like, ah, they should have done this, they should have called that, or, oh, I like that, I don't like that? How do you watch a game?
I don't really get into it from that standpoint unless, you know, Sarah sits there and asks me a question about why they do that or all that. Then you got to explain it to her for an hour.
You wish you hadn't have said that too. Remember, we record all these.
But, you know, it's you know, I get, you know, when you're looking at the big picture of everything and you're wanting a certain team to win or a certain team to lose because it'll help you, you know, in the conference or, you know, in the bowl situation and everything. And then when that team you're rooting to lose wins, you get upset and you get mad. So I probably shouldn't watch anything.
Would you watch so did you watch the Alabama-LSU game?
Yes, sir. What a fantastic game.
Yeah, I'm always, because that game is, you take yourself out as a coach and watch it as a fan, and to see and do that, it's kind of, you don't get many chances, I guess I'm saying, to relax and watch a game like that because you're always busy.
Yeah, you're right. It's, you know, that was just a tremendous, highly competitive, highly physical, what great athletes were on the field at, you know, on both sides of the ball, and, you know, and then I had Emily calling me or texting me all the way through it. Do you think we can come back and win? I think we're going to get in the playoffs now. So I was having to answer her questions for an hour.
Of course, your daughter, Emily. Should I send this for to play at Thanksgiving, Rick? I mean,
I'm throwing everybody under. I can't throw Brent under the bus because they won. So.
All right. Oh, MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill. Rick, thanks as always. We always enjoy talking to you. Good luck Saturday. And I know you can't win three Saturday, but I hope you do. And you know what that last one would mean. And I hope you do that too. So good luck. Right. Good luck during this stretch.
Appreciate you and congratulations, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.